Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 loyal, faithful Twan Talk listeners. My name is Twan, and I want to welcome you to today's doubleheader of hashtag Twan Talk Headline. Via the Blog Talk Radio show host platform, it is an international internet radio show as well as internet for international podcast. Put a mess up there, but that's okay, family. A little bit nervous today because one of the headlines that we're leading with is very serious. We've already brought you episode 23, and so this is episode 24. And for those of you who are listening live right now, I am recording video, so I will upload the video to YouTube, and so once I receive it back, once it's released, then I will share out the links, okay? I will endeavor to share out the links of episode 24 of this podcast where we're going to discuss dating advice, finances, and a very serious headline, Tamir Rice. We will be talking about it today on Twan Talk Family. So, without further ado, family, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. I want to welcome you to the program. I'm very excited on this Thriving Tuesday. We established that earlier in episode 22, episode 23 of the previous podcast. We established that today is Thriving Tuesday. And this is something for us to get excited about, family, not only to survive, but to thrive here on Earth. I'm just so excited, family. So let's get a few housekeeping measures out of the way. If you're just now tuning in, my name is Twan. Hello. If you're watching via video, hello. Praise 284 is my YouTube channel. Family, feel free to check me out there. It is spelled P-R-A-I-Z 284. All right, so my name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of this podcast via the Blog Talk Radio host platform. If you would like to call in and listen to today's show live, you may do so by dialing 713-955-0672. Again, 713-955-0672. And you may call in, and I will see you on my switchboard, but I'm not going to connect you to the show, but a lot of folks like to listen to the broadcast live when they are away from their technology devices, their laptops, and things like that. Okay, so family, I'm so excited today. We have a lot of time in this show, but we have a lot of headlines to cover. We will get into headlines, news headlines, both national and international news headlines. If you're within the upstate New York area, you are aware that it is snowing outside. It's snowing, it's sleeting, all of that. We have the white stuff outside, and I have pictures that I'm going to upload via my Twitter. I took pictures earlier this morning, family, when I came back to town before the episode 23 podcast, and so I just have amazing pictures of the city of Binghamton, upstate New York, where I live. So if you're interested in seeing where I live, or if you're familiar with the Binghamton area, perhaps you used to live here, and you want to see what it looks like right now with the snow and the sleet on the ground, I have some pictures for you. It is my intention to upload it within the next couple of hours after recording this podcast. So please visit my Twitter page, Twan Talk, and or my Instagram account, Twan Talk, because I will be uploading pictures at both locations as well as cross-linking them to Facebook. So just get excited about that. I think I got some great shots. I'm so excited. But I'm very excited that you decided to join us today. Where am I? I'm excited. I'm so excited. We are basically in week three of me returning back to the airwaves. And family, you are amazing. You guys go ham on the likes. You go ham on the sharing of the headlines and my Twitter content. Instagram, you're just like, and I'm still learning you, even though I've been with you forever. You know, I'm still learning you, but I like you because I like Instagram. I like both Twitter and Instagram for various reasons, and I've shared this with my manager as well, my social media engineer. When we were having this conversation during a conference call not too long ago, I like Twitter for different reasons, and I like Instagram for different reasons. Instagram, it is great to share pictures, and also because of the description is not limited to 140 characters, and you know your girl can talk. And I like to sort of tell stories on Instagram. If you haven't checked out my Instagram account, I invite you to check it out. You may access it because it is now public. It's just a public forum by accessing Twan Talk. And you may go to my Twitter account and access that as well by just typing in Twan Talk, one word, via your social search engines, all right? And it'll take you to my social media accounts. But if you are on Twitter, if you go to my bio and you see a link that says main links, it will show you how to connect with my blog. I just made my blog recently back public. I do have a lot of updates and work I need to do with the blog, but I am starting to post there more. Look for more posts on my blog in the coming weeks, in the coming months, and more updates. I just want to tweak it a little bit. I've been working on it behind the scenes for you. And so just know that it is a work in progress. However, you can find content on my blog. It's a positive blog. I've had it since my MySpace days, so it goes back years and years and years of archives and things like that. And so if you want to see what your girl was up to like 5 or 6 years ago, you can check out my blog and click on that corresponding year and then just look at that content as well. And it is a positive blog where we uplift people as we do with this podcast. So many of you know and have joined in our peaceful movement to make Jesus famous. I'm teaching it of like famous Amos cookies. You guys know I love to eat, and so I bet those famous Amos chocolate chip cookies would be so good right now, right? So having said that, family, a lot of you who have joined in this peaceful movement, as we endeavor to do like the great psalmist, Roy Fields, songwriter, psalmist, of Run With Fire Ministry, says, make Jesus famous. Okay? I had never heard of a Christian say those words. So last year when I attended his live recording of his latest and greatest project, I encourage you to support it and invest in it. It's called Stand Up. It's a musical project, DVD, a live recording. And I'm sure it's probably on CD as well. But you may want to invest in the visual content as well to get that visual. And we were there just worshiping God, honoring God. And I share out with you probably over the weekend sometime a revelation I had gotten from the Holy Spirit. And I had a mandate on my life to share it with humanity. And it's simply this. God wants us to acquire more worship, not debt, in 2016. I'll reverberate it. Let's be mindful of this. Our Heavenly Father, the God of miracles, the God who created heaven and earth, wants you to acquire more worship, not more debt, in 2016. So I am going to be mindful of this as a servant to you and to sweet Jesus. And I simply ask that you be mindful of it too, okay? All right, so having said that, then we've got plenty of time in the podcast. Plus, we're also streaming live videos, so you can be a voyeur. You can watch episode 24. Be on the lookout for that. I will endeavor to upload that today. And if you're watching in the future, visit the Praise 284 YouTube channel and check out the content there. And this video will be there. So without further ado, family, I love you, love you, love you. I appreciate you with my whole heart. And I'm so grateful for you. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for your shares, for your likes. Thank you so much for telling someone about this podcast. Because as I often say, family, because this happens to me. If I hear something, if I'm listening to a podcast or a television show or a broadcast of some sort, and I hear something that resonates with me, 9 times out of 10, someone that I know, someone within my family, my sphere of influence, someone within your social media network that you create content for, huh? They may hear something within this podcast, if they had access to it, that may resonate with them, may encourage them, may uplift them, may affirm them, may inspire them to keep it moving, baby. To keep on keeping now, okay? So I encourage you, cross-link this to your social media platform as we inspire and we endeavor to make Jesus famous in order for us, because God is going to do the work. God is going to give the increase. God is going to enlarge our territory, huh? Expand our borders. But in order for us to really, really make an impact, not help God, because God doesn't need our help. And this is not about making me famous, because I could care less. I've walked away from plenty of opportunities in the entertainment world to be famous or to sell my soul. But I'm not going to get into that right now. But those would have produced potentially millions of dollars. But I said, I want to learn from the precious Holy Spirit. It's not my time. I want to serve in ministry. I want to clean up the bathroom at different churches. I want to vacuum. I want to do whatever I can and be a student of the ultimate rabbi, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that serving is in that level of humility, that I have been able to gain great wisdom that I share with you today. So we are in episode 24, week 3 of this new feature that when I first started in radio, I've been in the game for over 10 years, but I was afraid to talk about headlines, and I was afraid to talk about sex and orgasms and dating and relationships. Why? I was afraid of judgment. As a Christian woman, as a single Christian woman, I was afraid of the Christian community judging me. Judging me. Huh? And so I always wanted to do headlines and talk about entertainment or talk about the latest and greatest current events, political stuff, dating and relationships. As a single woman, you know, I've seen a lot. The single women out here, single moms, you've seen a lot. And through time, I sought God for wisdom and understanding. And even though I'm flawed and I'm imperfect and I sin every day and I try to atone for my sins, but as I often say, I sin more than I openly confess to the Holy Spirit. But thank God for grace and mercy. As God gives me space to get it right on today, as God gives us space to get it right, space meaning clock time here in this dimension on earth. Okay? So, having said that, family, I was afraid of being judged by the Christian community. So the show just went through all kind of changes and things like that. And even though I enjoyed interviewing the folks who I shared this platform with, I love doing things like that. My true passion was to have an online ministry via podcast or a radio show where I could talk to you, I could love on you, I could inspire you to greatness, and let you know how important you are to God. I could let you know how important you are to me. I could smile at you. Now, with the invention of YouTube and me recording the behind the scenes of these podcasts, you can see me. But it's not about this. I'm talking about you can see this, my heart. Can't you hear that I love you, that I need you on today? Not to make me famous. Jesus famous. Sweet Jesus. Like Red Bill says, the run of fire ministry. I never heard a Christian say, especially a Christian in leadership, baby, let's make Jesus famous. When I heard that last year during his live recording, it inspired me. It's very thought-provoking. Let's make Jesus famous. Wow. The least we can do. He's done so much for us. So as I stated, family, before we go on to a prayer by Brother A.J. Minza in Ghana, Africa, Mother Africa. Yeah, I love saying that. I love Mother Africa. I love China. I love India. I love America. I'm an American citizen. Although I'm Black American, I have an international anointing to speak to you, to speak to the nation. And it is not one that I ask for myself, but it is one that was bestowed to me by our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is my goal, family, is to do the will of he who sent me, and that is God. Here on earth, to worship him, glorify him, to love you as I would expect to be loved or appreciate being loved. It's appointed unto man, every man wants to die, which simply means, and that's in the good book, when we come here, we will die. And no one knows the time or the hour. People going out of here right now, left and right, leaving this earth in the physical form as they transition to the spirit realm. So their energy is still here. She just can't see them. Some of us can't see them. Having said that, I'm very young, family, but I'm not as young. Believe me, I'm not as young as I look, huh? Yeah. But thank God for preserving my beauty for such a time as this, giving me a space to get it right with him. But as I perpetuate my journey in life, the lessons I need to learn, I want to serve you. This is the least I could do, is to be of service to you. And do unto you as I'm doing unto God. Make myself useful. Redeem as much time as I can. I do not know when I will leave this earth. But my legacy will be my book on the periphery of death and any other books that I choose to humbly set myself before God and let him use me to bless you. So my literary work will be my legacy. But these podcasts and ultimately other things that are in the works behind the scenes with my team will be a part of the legacy, my legacy, to to bless humanity and the kingdom of God, and to help you as we try to figure out this thing called life that sometimes is unfair. But as we figure it out together, just join us as we endeavor to make Jesus famous. So it's not about me. It is about Him. It is about Jesus. He is the reason for the season. He is the reason for this broadcast, this podcast, this video, if you're watching via video. Not me. I will let you down. I will disappoint you. For I am only human. But Jesus is the answer, beloved, dear heart. I humbly submit, if you trust in Him, if you lean on Him, He will never let you down. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the good shepherd. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is El Shaddai, Adonai. He is our Lord, our Master, Adonai. Excuse me. Family, I have so many dialects and things flowing through me right now because of the international office in which I operate out of and the gifts and callings in which I operate out of. I yield myself before I come before you. So through my vein for an international dialect, international messages to speak to the nation. But I have to reel it in because I have to be effective. And I don't want to be above your head or below your head. I want to be right there. This is you. This is me. We're right here together. Just like you. No greater than you. For the least among us are servants. And I am your servant. I am God's servant. And my will is His will. My life is not my own, family. So, as imperfect as I am, let me still try to get it together. Because of what Jesus did for us at Calvary, to have to figure out a way to spread the good news of the gospel. And this is a minute contribution. My book on the periphery of death, sort of dealing with mental illness, depression, suicide, suicidal ideation, anxiety, panic attacks, PTSD, postpartum depression, invest in it, give someone with it. I keep none of the royalties from it. They go to keep the book on the international marketplace and to charity. You can ask my agent or my publishing house. I keep nothing from the royalty, my legacy. And I just want Jesus to say to me, when I am no longer in this form and I have transitioned to the other realm, to the spiritual realm in the heavens, I want sweet Jesus to say, hi, Twan. Girl, you can talk. But I already knew this because this is how I created you. Daughter, these are the words I want to hear from Jesus, from God. Well done, daughter, my good and faithful servant, in whom I am well pleased. Huh? That's what I want to hear. If you are a believer, this is what we all want to hear from our Lord and Savior when we transition into the heavens. I pray, Jesus, I pray we make Jesus famous, and I pray that Jesus is well pleased with me. Okay? So having said that, family, what we're going to do, if you're just now tuning into the podcast here, or the radio show, we have about 5 minutes left in the live podcast broadcast. So I want to thank you. My name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer. of Twan Talk Headlines, which tunes into episode 24. We're going to talk about dating advice, finances, and Tamir Rice. So we're going to go into news and headlines. So what we're going to do, family, is we're going to go into overdrive after within the next 4 minutes and 36 seconds. We're going to overdrive. So, family, if you are tuned in and we cut off because Love Hub Radio, you know, they sort of low-key hate on you, girl, huh? They like to serve turn the lights off on us, serve us our eviction papers, right? But, God, I'm just joking. Blog Talk loves us, and we love Blog Talk. We are grateful for this platform. But having said that, family, if you're tuned in live, the podcast is going to cut off in the next 4 minutes before we get to headlines, take Tamir Rice, and maybe even before we get to the prayer. But I encourage you to listen to the podcast in its entirety in the overdrive portion via the Blog Talk Radio show host page. There's like an additional 10 or 15 minutes there. Then we're going to record an hour video. I sort of want to make these YouTube videos shorter, but basically we're going to record anywhere between a 45-minute to an hour video behind the scenes. So even when the archived version of Twan Talk Headlines cuts off, right, we are going to perpetuate the podcast, the recording of episode 24 via YouTube, Praise 284 channel, or just Twan Allen via YouTube. And I will share that via my social media platform so that you can get to episode 24 in its entirety. So without further ado, I want to get a prayer, at least in this podcast. So let's go to Brother Richmond H. N. Minza in Ghana, West Africa, Mother Africa. Let's go to his online prayer content via his Instagram account. And family, I don't know if you know this. Many of you know this. My favorite color in the whole world is azul. It's blue. And in there's this beautiful blue picture via Brother AJ Menz's Twitter Instagram content. And it simply says this: let's go deeper with God in the new year. Hey, hallelujah. I love this. It's a picture of an ocean. Family, I wish you could see it. You may find a link to Brother Menza's, Brother AJ Menza's prayer content via my Blog Talk Radio show host page. I have a link to his Instagram account where you can see all his prayer content and be blessed by it. But I love it. It's so blue and it's so pretty and I love blue. I love it. Wow. I'm so excited. It's blue. Yay. All right. We have about 90 seconds left in a live podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a quote from my mentor, Jim Rohn, I want to share with you before we close out this podcast. Stay with us, though, family. If you're via listening to us via the archives, we're getting ready to go into overdrive in the archives and overdrive on the video. But I'm going to close it out with a quote from my mentor, Jim Rohn. The great Jim Rohn says, either you run the day or the day runs you. Huh. Okay? How you like them apples? My name is Twan. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I love you, love you, love you. And I pray that you are blessed. Feel free to check out the YouTube content via the Praise 284 channel. Share it. Do what you do. Like it. Go ham. Cross-link it to your social media platforms as we endeavor to make Jesus famous. Hallelujah. Okay. So, family, we're moving on. Back to Brother AJ Menza's Instagram account via his prayer content. 18 hours ago, he posted this. It said, let's go deeper with God in the new year. And the prayer is this. Beloved, use the name of Jesus Christ in faith. Faith speaks and shouts the victory. You must use the name of Jesus Christ in faith. Otherwise, you will be ineffective and you will get the victory result. When you get the revelation of the power and authority you have in the name of Jesus Christ, no one can steal that revelation from you. Believe and use the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in good faith. Amen. And the church said, amen, someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, but the substance of things unseen. Let's increase our faith barometer. Brother AJ Vincent, if you're listening to this, wow, this is powerful. This is some good stuff. Huh? All right, so family, wow, if that prayer bless you, show some love to Brother Richmond, AJ Mensa, in Ghana, Africa, Mother Africa. Family, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I love to pray. I remember times during my Christian walk, throughout my Christian walk, when the care of life would be so great, I couldn't pray. I had others of you praying for me. And that's what happens sometimes in the body of Christ when we take our eyes off of God, when we take our eyes off of sweet Jesus, we become bogged down with the cares of life. Adversary can have his way with us, can suppress us, can oppress us, huh? As we practice isolation. Isolation is never good. So, Jesus is the answer. And the quickest way back to balance in our lives and spiritually with our chi and get our bliss back and all of that good stuff, huh? To meditate, center our energy through prayer and meditation. Huh? Let your cadence be one of God-centered, Christ-focused. Let us delight ourselves in the Word of God. And different teachings centering around the glory of God that are God-inspired by men and women to help us. A lot of you do daily devotional. Perpetuate that. Implement that in your family, during your bedtime, during your prayer time, throughout the day. Anything that glorifies God. May it be your portion on today. May it be our portion on today. For I humbly submit that all will be well with us. We humbly submit before God and surrender to Abba, Father. We submit to Him. We submit to the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, our Advocate. Come. That we're kind to each other. May our day go well. May your day go well and your life be long and your legacy be great and your character integrity be great. I want to bless you. Before we jump to today's headline, we're going to lead with an important headline. Tamir Rice will give you a breaking news update via CNN. But allow me to bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. May you be in peace on today. I pray that you woke up with a sound mind of Christ and that you put on the full armor of God so that you can avoid the dark, huh? Of the adversary, of the lesser light, huh? Who comes to rob you of your joy, rob you of your peace, rob you of your sleep, huh? Rob you of your relationship. Speaking of which, I have a few things that I jotted down that I want to share with you. One is, some of this is to piggyback off of the previous podcast, and to bring clarity. When I was discussing in the previous podcast about my millionaire ex and how wise he was and how financially responsible he is and was. Unfortunately, he died of colon cancer. But he taught me a lot. And one of the things he would say to me often, because I was very flashy, I was very vain as a young girl in my 20s when he and I dated. I was so ugly, family. I was so ugly. Like, internally, I mean, I was beautiful externally, but internally, I was, like, so vain. I wanted the latest and greatest thing. Like, you know, just because, not because of quality. Now, if I get something and if it's fairly expensive, it may be just because the quality is great. Okay? It's not cheaply made. It's an investment. Whether it be a piece of clothing or an item here at the house. But when I was much younger, and I'm just talking about myself here, because this is Twine Talk, and I endeavor to be transparent to help you. I was very vain, family. I was very vain. I couldn't leave the house without lipstick or lip gloss, or sometimes without having full makeup done. My earrings on and things, and I still feel naked without earrings, but it doesn't circumvent me from leaving the house. Huh? It's insanity. That's vanity, and that's not good. And I gave my life back to Christ in September of 1998. I asked the Heavenly Father, God help me get rid of the spirit of vanity. Huh? Because it was so ugly that it was just ugly. Vanity is ugly and vanity is fleeting. You can get in an accident, like Lowe did, the one who's married to Jason Kennedy of Entertainment News. I think she goes by Lowe. She was a model, very beautiful girl. And unfortunately, she walked into the propeller of a helicopter and damaged her physically and affected her career. And she's a Christian. But her life now today, inside of that tragedy, was God gets the glory out of her life. She went on to marry a wonderful man who's a Christian as well. I believe Jason Kennedy of E! News. I believe he is a Christian. And God blessed him with a beautiful wife. And even though she has still, like, probably even more surgeries and things like that ahead of her, aesthetically, she is gorgeous to me. Because when I look at her, even though she may only have like one arm now because of the ramifications of the accident and the aftermath of that tragic accident of walking into a propeller, I guess during a trip or a family vacation, I don't know. I don't remember the specifics. But I studied successful people and their biographies and their stories. And of course, you guys know I love headlines. But family, even at something as tragic as that event, she went on to have, and she still models, I believe, and she has a great blog. Her name is Lowe. Look her up. She's married to Jason Kennedy. They just recently got married, but he is an anchor for E! News, or at least he was. But look her up. Her life now, she has this amazing platform, an even bigger platform than she had when she was a model. And she uses it to glorify God. She uses her content that she creates to show beauty. But she uses her story as a testimony of, had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would I be? On my side, where would I be? Had it not been for the Lord, I humbly submit on your side, dear listener, dear watcher, where would you be? My God. So now she actually, even though I'm sure she had some dark days, she probably faced some depression. I don't know. I haven't read her book. But God is having me call her out. Lowe, who's married to Jason Kennedy of E! News, or he's formerly of E! News, I don't know. I believe Maria Menounos took over for Juliana Rancic, and I don't have cable, and I'm not a TV watcher. So I'm just regurgitating what the Holy Spirit is having me recall for this podcast. I love all those people, but I may not watch them regularly, as I don't have cable. because I'm not a TV watcher necessarily. But look her up. And she's a great woman of God. But her life today, even though she had to go through some dark times, she's living an extraordinary life today, at least for me, on the outside looking in, because I do not know Lo personally. But she has a beautiful husband, Jason Kennedy. He's very handsome, and I say that in a respectful way. What makes him more attractive is his personal relationship with God. Women out here, especially single women like me, get yourself and believe God for a companion, a partner, a helpmate who has a personal relationship with God, who understands how to love you like Christ loved the church. Before you guys even get married, during your courtship, you should be showing those qualities, huh? And be mindful of the red flags you see before you enter into a relationship, an exclusive relationship, or an exclusive partnership, or an exclusive marriage, huh? Unless those red flags are addressed via strong communication, they're not going to go away when there's a ring on your finger, huh? Or when you get that piece of paper, if you're with a man and he's not faithful to you, or he desires other women, or he has a porn addiction, or he's addicted to something else, but especially if he's not faithful to you, he's not going to be faithful when you get engaged. And he's not going to be faithful when you get married. I humbly submit to you, women, since I am a woman. And men, you can listen to. I have a lot of men. I love men, huh? I love men. I am a champion of men because there are so many good men out here. I know a few. I know of one in particular. He's a really good man, and I thank God for him, and I'm sure he's listening. So, babe, if you're listening, I thank God for you. You're my best friend, and, yeah. So, having said that, women and men, especially if you're single, pay attention. Be mindful. Be cognizant of what is going on in your friendship, and what is your foundation? What are you building your relationship upon? Let it be built upon God, okay? God said, upon this rock I will build my church, huh? And we are the church today. This is our temple. So, let's be mindful, single people. When we're out here dating folks, and they show us who we are, like the great poet Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Because we can't change people. So many of us, we like to, men, you like to rescue women. Women, we like to rescue men, huh? You like to be a rescuer, huh? You yourself needs rescue. Because you need some wisdom to know that you are messing with a hot mess. You are entangled and your soul is tied to a hot mess. Okay? But let's rightfully divide this because I need to stay focused. I have a lot to cover during this video because we are in now the bonus portion of the podcast, but we're also coming to you via video. I have so much to cover. But I want to complete this point lest I digress, which is so easily for me to do. Pay attention to the red flags in a relationship. When you go out on dates, when you're dating, when a man is courting you, or you are courting a woman, meaning simply dating her, pay attention to the red flags because, you know, you can't change people. The only way change can come about is through deliverance of God. But even so, a person has to want to be delivered from their addictions, from porn, from alcohol, from cigarettes, whatever. A person has to want to be delivered